You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, and we gotta start with our little dance break. You know who this is?
Yeah. Who? Well, hold on. Which one? Because when I think of this song,
yep.
I think of, you know, Will Smith, Miami.
Miami, yep.
I know it's a remake or whatever, but.
Do you know who the remake is? You'll be the first guest ever if you can guess this.
Hold on, let me see. Damn. I'm sorry, I'm telling my age, man. Wet behind the ears, all young and shit. Don't know what I'm saying.
It's The Whispers, The Beat Goes On.
See, I never would have guessed that.
No.
The Whispers. I was going to say something like...
But I'm glad you even said Will Smith, Miami, because even when I have people in here, like, when I heard that beat, I was like, clearly everyone thinks of Will Smith.
Yeah, it's like, I know, like, perfect example, like, all Dr. Dre mixes... their samples and stuff, mm-hmm. right, from, like, the early 90s. But, like, I never knew who sang the actual songs till I went and did my research.
Whosample.com. It's my favorite website.
Exactly.
All right. So I want to welcome everyone to The Beat here. Miss E. Blue.
Yeah.
Hip-hop, female hip-hop artist. You're awesome, incredible. I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you.
Your stuff is really good.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for this new mixtape that's coming out.
I can't wait either.
We'll talk about it a little later, though.
A little later.
Because before we do, we got to talk about some trending topics.
Oh, let's do it.
I want to get in your mind and know what you've been thinking all week with this damn...
Right. I've been thinking.
And so hasn't Beyonce. As she's sitting at home like, what the hell happened? Solange done... Mortal Kombat Jay-Z in the elevator.
Damn.
Jay-Z was sitting up in there looking like he wanted to hit a bitch, but he held himself back. So
I respect him for that.
Jay-Z for
that. Everybody's like, you know, trying to bash him for not doing anything. But if he would have punched her ass and they would have been like, oh, he's such a bad person. And you know,
right.
But I respect him for that. He didn't want to hit. I think he had enough respect for his wife not to punch her sister.
Exactly. So there's been rumors around, like, what started the incident. People are saying Solange was drunk all night.
That looked like some drunk shit, though. She could have been... I think that's probably why he didn't even trip, because she looked like she was on some drunk shit, like, straight up.
Well, and they're also talking about this girl, Rachel Roy, who is a designer. Apparently... Miss Wendy Williams knows some tea about Rachel. Used to work back in the day for Rockefeller and be one of the girls in the office. And when I say one of the girls in the office, I mean one of the girls in the office doing the paperwork. So the rumor is that, you know, he was a little extra friendly with Rachel at the party, and Solange was like,
I know
B ain't gonna say nothing, so I'm gonna say something.
Right?
What you thinking?
This is the honest truth. And this is probably the only boring thing about me.
Uh-huh.
I don't listen to rumors at all, because, like, I've had so many people make so many assumptions about me just in my life from high school and on up, and I've been like, what are you talking like that you were so far from, like, the truth that, like, or they would just assume certain things and situations because I kept my mouth shut, and everybody be done. So I just never ever listen. So until they come out, I don't know. I'm just one of those people, like, I'm just not a big rumor person. So I seen the footage. I seen the fight. I could comment on that.
Did you see the tweets that Solange is putting out about hitting people?
Oh, well, is that her real Twitter, though?
That's what I want to know,
See,
too.
I don't think that was her real Twitter.
Well, they came out with an official statement.
She ain't crazy. She ain't trying to get that money cut off like that. She ain't going to put them all the way out there like that.
Okay.
So even if that was the truth, I don't think she's that.
Well, part of me wonders, honestly, if this whole thing was... a PR stunt. I'm so sad. I think they're
kicks.
Gangster enough.
Hey, they probably.
I think that they, because think about it. Beyonce is untouchable. Right now, people like joke about Beyonce being Jesus or this icon. Like, I don't know if you saw the SNL skit, the Bajancy. Like,
right.
And it really is true. Like, I know when I'm in a group of friends, I talk very freely about people. I like Beyonce. Some of her music, I'm like, girl, we're still singing this. This was like Baby Boy, right. You know. But and people get really like,
oh, don't I. Hey, I'm one of those believers.
The beehive?
Yeah. Look, not believers. I'm a believer. I have gotten into so many Facebook altercations over bitches trying to bash Beyonce. Like, bitch, I will come through the fucking screen. Well, I had this one ghetto chick because she was trying to talk about Beyonce parenting skills. And I'm like, you don't even know her, first of all, for one. And for two, I'm like, watch your badass kids and feed them some Top Ramen or whatever. Like, go home or whatever. And she was like, yeah, bitch, meet me on Crenshaw Slauson, bitch, if you want that fade. I'm like, bitch.
Over Beyonce.
We was getting it to the over Beyonce.
Why are people, I can't with people talking about Blue Ivy and her hair. Like, leave the baby alone.
I think it's so dope.
I do too.
I think, I'm going to tell you why, because I feel like it's just another reason why I like them more, because they're so, like, big and, like, they're, like, this regal couple, and, like, they're not superficial. They don't care what you say about her hair. And I'm like, okay, because it's, like, Afro texture, it's wrong to have Afro. But I was like, if she had a texture like Alicia Keys, mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay to have those curls, but the since it's more look. Like, exactly, but since her curls are tighter and it's more like a fro, oh, she needs to exactly. do it. And then I'm like, what's the matter with her hair?
And y'all, I'm like, you guys are grown-ass people clocking on a baby.
Exactly. Like. Exactly.
Well, here's the statement that they released yesterday. As a result, well, apparently Beyonce released this on behalf of her and Jay-Z.
Right.
Solange and Jay-Z. As a result of the public release of the elevator security footage Monday, May 5th, there has been a great deal of speculation about what triggered the unfortunate incident. But the most important thing is that our family has worked through it. Jay and Solange each assume their share of responsibility for what has occurred. They both acknowledge their role in this private matter that has played out in public. They both have apologized to each other, and we have moved forward as a united family. And we hope that everyone else moves past this as well. Girl, bye. We are not done with that. We done forgot about a plane, but we ain't gonna forget about Beyonce.
Right, exactly. I mean, like I said, that's the only thing. I can't wreck my brain trying to figure out, because they're not going to put anything out. I'm not going to wreck my brain trying to figure out, why were they fighting? I don't know them like that, man, so I can't. But one thing I will say in their defense and what, you know, the statement that you just said is, you know, we all go through problems. I remember, like I said, I bust out my sister's husband's windshield before.
Ooh.
My sister's husband, we got into it. And
so
went outside.
It happens.
It happens. Like, I've got into it with her husband a couple times. So Jay-Z and Beyonce are no exception. I mean, I know they're a couple $100 million richer, but, you know, they still go through problems just like
they're
the rest of us.
They're still from Houston.
Exactly. They're still from Brooklyn and Houston.
So moving on.
Yeah.
So the BET Awards are coming up.
Right.
Really excited. Chris Rock is hosting it. It's July 1st, 8 p.m. But before I get into that, I just found out Ludacris is going to be hosting the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations to you for that one. That's a really good big deal for Ludacris. All right, BET Awards. I'm going to go through some of the nominations.
Okay.
I want to see what you think about them.
Okay.
Best Female R&B Pop Artist. BET, my thing with your categories, R&B and pop are two totally different things.
Right.
Like, you don't put Jhené Aiko and Beyoncé in the same category. But here's the girls. Best female R&B pop artist. Beyoncé. Janelle Monáe. Jhené Aiko. Kay Michelle. Rihanna. And Tamar Braxton.
The only person in that category that sings R&B / pop-ish music is Rihanna. Everybody else is more R&B. Well, I would say Beyonce.
Beyonce's pop.
She did an R&B album last time, that four, but that was it.
She had that one. She had that one album.
That one R&B.
We're still holding on to that one.
Exactly. I'm holding on to that. Because her voice is so soulful, I just like to think, like, you R&B. I want to keep her in the R&B box forever.
I just feel like this year and last year wasn't Rihanna's year.
Right. Yeah,
So it kind of has to go to Beyonce. I could see Jhené Aiko because she's done so well, but she's more of a new artist.
Yeah, she's very new. Like, she hasn't put out enough, I would say, like, I mean, her songs are good, but a lot of her songs haven't surfaced on that level for me to say, oh, you're the best.
Right. It's like you have to have a conversation with someone and someone be like, oh, my God, I listen to that song late at night.
Exactly. Like, I love her latest one, The Worst. That's like the song that got me to be a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. So I like Jhené Aoki, right?
Is that
Aoko. Aoko. Okay. Aoko.
I love her. She's good. Yeah, but so we're going to go Beyonce on this one? Do we want to go with Beyonce? Or
hold on. You said, oh, yeah, definitely Beyonce because you said K. Michelle and Tamar. And, yeah.
Boom.
Beyonce. No shade.
But, no shade. I mean, come on. K. Michelle had to. I know K. Michelle's a real bitch. So that bitch looked at this like, oh, hell, I ain't gone. I ain't gone.
But one thing I like about K. Michelle is like, her music is just like, it's just her. Like, it's just real. Like, it's just so real.
Zero fucks giving.
For real.
Yes.
Like,
I love it.
Yeah. It just reminds me of like Mary J. and Keisha Cole. Mm-hmm. And then like somebody else. I can't even think of just, she's just real. Yeah, so I like
but
it.
A
I
little
like
rawer than
them. Yeah. That's what I said. She's rawer than them. Like, she like, she'd be like, nigga, wash your drawers.
Right. Like, but it's still a little, she's like an R. Kelly.
Yes. Perfect.
I never thought of
that
was
so
a good
perfect.
One.
Yeah, that was a good one.
R. Kelly.
Female R. Kelly. Like. There you go.
All right. Best new artist. Ariana Grande. August Alsina. Mac Wilds. Rich Homie Quan. Schoolboy Q. That's a tough one.
That is not a tough one.
Really? Who would you
pick?
They
need to really stop.
I mean, Mac Wilds, he's a homie of mine, but sorry, buddy.
I mean, like, the thing about, I'm not dissing my, what is his name? Mark Wilds or Mike Wilds?
Mac Wilds.
Oh, Mac Wilds. I'm not dissing Mac Wilds, but I could be behind. He probably has like 40 million followers, but I never heard any of his songs.
His music is really good, okay. But it's like how we were saying about, you know, Jhené. It just hasn't surfaced.
Right,
like
it's coming up. It's up and coming.
Like maybe next year.
Right, right.
Best new artist.
And then,
so we have Ariana Grande, August Alsina, Rich Homie Quan, Schoolboy Q.
Okay, they need to stop with the Rich Homie Quan. I love Rich Homie Quan, but he was not the best.
Stop.
He's a great new artist,
but
he's
not
the best.
I'm
going to give this to, what's her name?
Ariana.
There you go.
Yeah, Ariana. I have to give it to her, too. Video of the year, Beyonce Partition, Beyonce Junk in Love, Chris Brown Fine China, Drake Worst Behavior, Pharrell Happy. Ooh.
Come on now.
It's either going to be Beyonce or Pharrell.
I would say Partition.
You gonna go with Partition?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is I wanted to say Drunk in Love, but Drunk in Love was just the best song, but it wasn't the best video. But it's like all tied together. It's like I can never get tired of that song. Like a lot of people are like, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of Happy. I'm tired of Drunk in Love. No, I'm never. It just...
But when Partition comes on, you just be like, you might be in a bad mood, but you just be like...
No, that's how I feel when Drunk in Love comes on. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like it feels like something... You're coming in me like,
nice.
I haven't drank.
All right, so we'll go with Beyonce for that one. I'm gonna say Pharrell, only because I feel like BT is a little political,
okay,
and so they might go with Pharrell for that. But female Beyonce,
yeah,
best female hip hop artist.
This is the category that burns me up about BET.
I'm just
they
like,
do this every year.
Every year, it's like, okay, we get it. Then just have an award for Nicki Minaj. Like, it's like they literally just open a bag and just pull out random names. Like, okay, let's talk about it. Angel Hayes. I heard some of her stuff. I don't really know about her. But from what I heard, it was cool. But, like, to put her against, like, Eve, she's the maybe best new artist category. So then we get Angel Hayes, Charlie Baltimore. What has she done? Has she put anything out?
I don't know.
Me either. Damn.
And the thing is, I'm not trying to diss any of these.
This is not dissing.
Not dissing because I just
it's more
like,
dissing BET.
Yeah, exactly. I think that BET, they need to just hold off on the female MC category until there are enough of us that are credible to go up against each other. Straight up. So, I mean.
Or take out the Nicki Minaj.
No, no. Don't take.
Well, okay. No, here, I mean, but every single year, it's just kind of like.
But that's what I'm saying. They just need to take the category out because nobody is has met her level yet as far as like you know, airplay and like, you know, all her everybody really is up and coming still. And Eve, you know, she didn't really put any effort into that album like that. She even said it on like a couple of her interviews. So why would you put her up against, why are you putting all these people up against Nicki Minaj and they're not even there yet?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if they did that to me next year, I would be a little, like, don't get me wrong, like, everybody is appreciative to be nominated, but come on now. Like, wait until I'm there. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be like, yeah, that way I go there with my balls out. Like, yeah. No balls. I have a
vagina. Right. We don't need no Sierra rumors. You know,
exactly. But you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I can go in there and talk shit. Like, yep. I'll pay my dues. I'm here. So.
Iggy Azalea's in Best Female Hip Hop Artist category. How do you feel about that? She's put in a lot of work this year.
I mean, but I still feel like she's not there. She's
best new artist.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. I was about to say, she's still up and coming. She's on the same level as everybody. Everybody's like on their grind right now. Mm-hmm. So
working real hard, and it's just about, out of these hundreds of girls putting their work in right now, what three are going to come out? You know, right. It's like, who's really going to work hard
right.
to get through this industry?
Exactly. So I feel like they shouldn't even start the female hip-hop category into, like, 2016.
I totally agree with that.
It's ridiculous.
Best male R&B pop. Pharrell Williams. Justin Timberlake.
I was going to say, can I answer before you even finish? No, go ahead, though.
Who would you have said?
Justin, of course. Right. He, like, ran the airwaves, like, all, like, last year and forever. Like, he's
You know
so
what?
Dope.
We ain't even going to do it. We're just going to write Justin. Justin. I think Justin, too.
Love him.
Best male hip-hop artist. Drake, Future, J. Cole, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar.
That's tough. The reason why I say, okay, I'm going to tell you why it's tough. Drake, we had a Drake season. See, everybody had a season last year. See, that's why I'm saying, like, it's hard to pick because J. Cole, they won't stop playing that damn Power Trip on the radio.
Yeah.
Crooked Smile. It's like they...
And that ruins an artist for me.
They wore that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, they wore it out more than any Drake song. Like, I'm talking about, like, it was ridiculous. So I'm saying, like, my personal favorite, I would say it would be either at a Kendrick or Drake, but I think J. Cole might win this because I think he might.
We're going to put J. Cole and then I'm going to put Slash. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hard category because everybody had their season.
Let's go
last
with
year.
J. Cole. Let's root for J. We're going to go with J. Cole.
Okay, cool.
All right. And then last but not least, best collaboration, August Alsina, Trinidad James, I love this. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drunken Love. Drake, Hold On, We're Going Home. Jay-Z, Holy Grail. Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. Why is that even on here? YG, My Hitta.
Well, we all know.
I gotta go with My Hitta for me, personally.
What?
I mean, I love Jay-Z and Beyonce, Drunken Love. I'm the type of person, like we're gonna talk about a music video after this, right?
Okay.
But Michael Jackson's music video in Justin Timberlake just dropped yesterday. I could have showed that today on the show, but it has 2 million hits. People have already seen that.
Right.
You know, we know Drunken Love. We get that. Yeah, of course it was a great collaboration. Right. But, like, YG, to me, did something this year that was kind of really hard. Like, him, Kendrick, like, these people brought West Coast and made mm-hmm. West Coast popping again. Like,
I mean, speaking of that, shouts out to Schoolboy Q. Love it. Yep. I love the new album. I love that studio record. Just
so
love it.
For me personally, I want YG. I'm like YG. I am Sue. Like that Sage the Gemini. Mm-hmm. Obsessed with that whole situation. Right. So you would pick Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Well,
Drunken Love.
Yeah, because I'm a girl. No, not that. I mean, I just think like
it was the biggest song.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was the biggest song, and I think that it's like next to Crazy in Love, it's the best collab they ever did together. Like because you know, like when they start, you know, doing songs together, I'm like, you know, you just kind of like, oh, it's just Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh, it's just them again. Oh, them again, whatever. But this was like, oh, you shocked me again. Mm-hmm. Like Crazy in Love shocked me. Like, I felt like this in like 10 years. So that's why I like it. Because, you know, I haven't felt that way about their collaboration since Crazy in Love.
Well, hopefully they don't get divorced so we don't get that single called Out of Love.
All right, right.
Moving on. All right, so two videos that first I like to do like an artist spotlight. I just like to be on YouTube and search cover songs and things like that and mm-hmm. share them with everyone. Mm-hmm. So the first one, her name is Tori Kelly. She was on one of those award shows. I want to say it was American Idol. And Simon told her she would never make it.
What?
The bitch is dropping millions of downloads online. So.
Why did Simon say that? I don't know.
So she's singing Thinking About You. By Frank Ocean. Okay. Here's Tori Kelly with her homegirl beatboxing in the back.
Oh, I know this girl. I love her.
Have you heard this one?
Yes, I love her.
Tori Kelly, Thinking About You. Her YouTube channel is everything, so go subscribe.
Yes, I'm a big fan of hers.
Like, so where did you find out about her?
Searching? No, I'm going to tell you, I found out about her because I used to play that song out, Thinking About You, and then, you know, she was like right there on the little icon right next to him, and I'm like, who's this chick?
That's white bitch singing this song.
I'm like, who are these fools right here? So I clicked on it. I'm like, okay. Right. I'll see you, Shawty.
So, sorry,
she's
Simon.
She's really dope.
All right, so I'm from the East Coast and Boston, but I lived in New York for about 7 years.
Okay.
And Harlem, baby. So I became very into the whole Dipset scene. So,
I like Dipset.
Me too. And I love Cameron.
See, mine is Jim Jones. That's
I love Jim Jones.
I transitioned actually to Jim Jones because when I was coming up, it was Joel Santana.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love
Joelson.
But now it's, you know, I've transitioned. Like,
the guy in the booth, Steven, he's a big Dipset fan, apparently.
Yeah, so I transitioned to Jim Jones because Jim Jones is, he transitioned to like a little scruffy thug to like a grown-ass man now. So
like, you look at Jim Jones and you're like, is he cute or is he, like, would he smell? Right. But I think I could mind the smell.
I think he might smell good.
I think he smells good. You know what I mean? Like, he got that grungy look.
Yeah, he got that rough look, but he definitely looks like he showers twice a day.
Sure does. all right, so this is Cameron. Cameron's been working with A-Track, producer A-Track, and this single is called Dipshits, and it features Joel Santana. So I'm happy that Dipset is mending wounds and coming together.
Right.
So I just had to give this to Cameron. It's not personally my favorite work of Cameron, but we gonna support him.
Okay.
Never thought they'd see this again. Here we go.
Kill Cam in the building. Dipset, you know what it is. My man A-Trap. I feel something epic, no homo.
Just play.
I'm that nigga, y'all, I ain't even lying. I'm running fashion, man, I ain't even trying. I see these fuck boys hating on me. Been in the crib 3 years, they still waiting on me. But I'm done with the front and I'm popping the trunk, then pressing the button, no stunting. I'm dumping and popping the pump, stuffing the chump, I'm crying like onions. With a gun, I am gifted. Back up before, I will happily lift. Popping the cap in the back of your cap, lifting your hack, my ass, I'm malicious. Mommy backed up and says she see the difference. You're mature, handsome, mixed with a lot of ignorance. Dick in her intestines, about to poke a chitness. Call me 2 Chainz drumming, say my strokes are different. I'm different, you beatin'. What you doing after this, bitch, I'm leaving. Adios, huh, Tominos. I fuck your mama, word to mama, keep your mama cooked.
I know you miss this, yeah. It's still Dipset, you dipshit.
Cameron, A-Track, Joel Santana, Dipshits.
Honestly, I didn't think it was bad all. Like, it was cool.
I've really got into this whole Cameron and Vado situation and their mixtape. So his sound is kind of sounding back to the old school, so I'm kind of into it. I think it was more nostalgic for me. One thing about Dipset that I really, really do appreciate about them is it's not really about the celebrity to them. Mm-hmm. It's more about home and music.
Right.
And they ride.
Have you heard their 60 Racks?
No.
You never heard of 60 Racks? With Cameron and Jim Jones and
Can
the whole Dipset?
Can you give me a verse?
It is featuring Lil Wayne. The hook goes 60 racks in my pocket, 60 racks in my jeans, 60 racks in my pocket, top back when I lean.
That sounds very familiar. But we'd have but to
I
play
like,
it.
I like that, though, because, like I said, lately, I mean, they're, I don't know, I say, like, the past couple of years, they've been kind of hit and miss with me. It's like I want to like something about them, but then, like, they came out with that. And that didn't sound bad either, so I'm like, okay, they're coming up now. They're starting to say a little bit more. Yeah!
Oh no, I have not, but this is everything. Girl, you want to go to strip club after this?
Yeah.
Shit.
60 racks.
All right, well, let's talk about you, Miss E. Blue.
Yes.
Erotica Blue.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from, first
Jesus.
And foremost?
No. Okay, the net that. No, I love that. I love that, guys.
Hey. Are you looking? You giving me Beyonce? What was it? The GQ magazine spread?
Yeah, I'm trying. Right, girl. I'm trying. Now, the name came from, I used to go by my real name, right? Mm-hmm. And so, basically, after like recording so many songs, a couple guys came to me. They're like, "Let me holler at you real quick." You know, these guys I was working with. And they're like, "Look, you're gonna have to change your name." I'm like, "Why?" They said, "Because your music and your sound does not match your name. Your name is too pretty. You sound like an R&B singer." Mm. And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "Yeah, you sound like an R&B singer." And they was like, "Amira Salim is too pretty for your raps." And I was like, "What?" And like, I was really so like devastated. Like, yeah. And it took me like, it took me a couple months to actually agree to it. Like, I had to kind of like.
Were there other names? Like, because I know as a DJ, I'm like, I had to go with my personal name because I was like, okay, what am I going to be like, DJ Thunder? Like,
right.
Were there some, like, funny names coming up and you're just like, this is corny.
Like, I didn't even have any, like, I'm going to tell you how. I got my name from, like, the most corniest area. I mean, the corniest thing. Like, I was really at a car wash. And this guy, he was like, because it was like one of those self car washes where you wash it yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'm washing my car on one side. He's washing his car on the other side. Ever. I guess I have on some shorts or something, whatever. And he was just like, "You just so damn erotic." And I'm like, "Erotic? Like, who says that?
We, at a car wash.
We on 74th in Vermont, food. Like, what are you talking about? Like, ain't nothing erotic around here." No, but he said that, whatever. And I just started busting up laughing. So then I'm like, so I call my boy, I'm like, "What about erotica?" You know what I'm saying? Because it just means like a sexual arousing image, you right. know, just an image, you know? And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. He's like, "Yeah." It's like, "I like erotica, but you need a last name. You know, my favorite color is blue, but then I have to switch it up, BLEU instead of UE, you know, just to make it a little mm-hmm. funky." So that's how I came.
All right.
That now, quick.
You're from California.
I'm from Cali.
You're from San Fernando Valley.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about this because it was a okay. funny conversation
yes.
that we had before. Someone, you were at an interview and someone mm-hmm. said to you, "Wait, so you're from the Valley, so then how do you keep it so hood?"
He was trying to question my gangster, man.
I'm like, "Sir, have you ever been? What parts of the Valley are you in?"
Now, what the thing about it is like a lot of people, it's like, it's kind of like the low bottoms in the east side of Los Angeles. It's like, what business do you have over there unless, like, you know somebody over there or you're really going to visit, like, a family member or whatever.
Right.
So people, when they think the Valley, you know, they think of, like you said, Sherman Oaks.
Tahunga, Magnolia.
Exactly. Northridge. You know, all the nice parts where you go and shop, you go and eat, you go and see celebrities and stuff like that. They don't think of, like, the east side part where I'm from.
Right.
Because there's no reason for them to ever go over there. There's no business, you know. But, you know, like, one day, my ex, you know, he was talking about the same thing, too, or whatever. He was like, "You know, you're from the Valley, and I'm from here." I was like, then, I think he Google mapped my block that I grew up on, 13200 block, Pacoima. So, Google mapped that bitch, and he was like, "Oh, my God, it's like that." I'm about to say, "Yeah, well, I don't know why you thought it was just all pretty and beautiful." And, like, you know, and it's, the thing about it is I'm not trying to be like, "Oh, let me be super gangster or hard
right.
or anything."
But it's like, don't, you know, discredit.
Yeah, right. No, the thing about it is, like, I wish I grew up better. I tell my mom all the time, like, "Why'd you divorce my daddy? We could have had a better life. We lived just great in a big house and never had to skip a meal." You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm trying to, like, promote or advertise. Like, "Oh, I'm so hood, I'm so gangster." But, like, we moved around a lot because my mom had 8 children.
Oh, wow.
So we moved around a lot, a lot, a lot. Like, in my whole life, I've probably been in, like, I've been in a lot of schools in my whole life. So probably, like, 10. Maybe more. I don't know.
How did that, I know you've been writing since you were like 11 years old. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the reason that you started writing? Kind of like to have that many brothers? I know I only have one brother and that's enough.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shut my door. So was that hard for you? Did you have to take on a certain type of role in the family? Or was it like, no, I need to, this is my escape? Or
how? Well, the thing about it is I'm the middle child, I'm the fifth child. So I have two older sisters and two younger sisters, and then the boys are like spread all in between. So my mom, she never let me do like the big kid stuff, you know what I'm saying? She's like, you're too young, you can't stay out late, you can't do this and that. But then I didn't get the little kid privileges either. Like, I didn't get extra dessert, extra presents. So I was just like always, like, I always felt
middle
like that
child
middle
syndrome.
Child. Exactly. So I was just always doing like my own thing. And my mom, she did cater to like my artistic side. I was always like a painter, or she always got me some type of instrument for Christmas or something that had to do with the arts. Mm-hmm. So she knew that I was different in that aspect. So she kept feeding that to me and always get me tablets and notebooks and here's something for your music and this and that. So
so you heard Funkify by Da Brat.
Yeah.
That and was that like, changed your life.
Yes.
How?
I mean, she was like the... Because she came out, I believe, she came out before Lil' Kim and Hardcore. Like, she was mm-hmm. the first female MC, like, after the whole MC Lyte era and the whole, well, besides later, but she was the first consistent female MC in that era, after, like, that 80s era. Mm-hmm. She was just coming out busting, and she was busting like a dude. And yeah. then she, you know, she was, I was like, yeah, like that. And then, you know, Tomboy was back, you know, it was in back in the day. So, you know, TLC, Aaliyah, Da Brat, you know, everybody dressed the same, yep. you know, everybody had a bandana around their head with boxers on and stuff like that. And I was just like, I want to do that.
The sports bra.
Exactly. That was my thing. I was like, I want to do that. And I want to rap like her. And yeah.
And growing up, some other people that you were into is Tupac, B.I.G., Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, mm-hmm. Keisha Cole, Beyonce. Where... I mean, growing up, was it that you knew 100% you wanted to be in hip-hop, or was there, like,
well,
the entertainment business was just big to you?
Well, I didn't pick hip-hop at first. Like, I really wanted to do R&B really bad. I had an R&B group in high school. Mm-hmm. We disbanded. But we worked together for, like, 3-4 years together, and, you know, that really molded the person that I am today, you know, because I had to, you know... We just went through a lot of stuff together. So, but after, like, we disbanded, I was kind of heartbroken about it because, like, we put in so much work. And I felt like it was so petty why mm-hmm. we broke up. So I was just like, you know what, I still want to do entertainment. But I was like, you know, I'm going to be a writer. So one day I was working with this producer and he was having me reference a song, you know, for an artist he was working with. And he was like, you know, just reference this and go in the booth and, you know, say whatever you got to say, whatever. I don't know if I was singing or rapping at the time. I think I was rapping. And, you know, we were going to lay the track and then send it to another artist to sell the song. So then once, you know, I got in there, he was like, that is dope. Like, that's tight. Like, you should just do it yourself. And I was just like, really? You think I'm good? He was like, yeah, that shit tight. So, I mean, I just started getting more and more compliments on my voice because everybody says it sounds different. Mm-hmm. It's very unique. But, yeah, but the thing about Keisha Cole and Beyonce, they don't have any connection as far as, like the reason why I really like them and they inspire me. Keisha Cole inspires me because, like, I always looked up to Beyonce as a businesswoman, just a woman in the entertainment business in general. And the one reason why I really love her, besides her singing and all that other stuff, is how humble she is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, hope to ever get as rich as her, I want to stay as humble as her. Because I see people, they ain't even got a quarter of her change, acting like they just...
Bowling!
Exactly, acting like, no, but just not being humble and talking mess and all this stuff. Like, she's just so on success-wise, and she's so humble, and, like, I aspire to be that way. So that's why I like her a lot. Like, everything she does, like, when she brought Taylor Swift back out on stage, like, I'm like, I love you, girl. See, that's the shit I want to do. You know, that's dope. But then Keisha Cole, on the other hand, like, I never thought, like, you know, you want to do something, but you just don't know how. And I was in a really, really bad position years ago. And what got me to think like I could really, really, really 100% do this is when Keisha Cole came out and she had a reality show. And the funny part is her mom was in prison the same time that my mom was in prison. Mm. And like we have like similar stories. The only difference between our story is that I wasn't adopted like her. Like my mom had us all the time, you know. So, but my mom is just as crazy as her. I was like, damn, like why you gotta act like Frankie today, man? So that's what I'm like, you know, she can make it and be successful coming from where she come from, and her mom was in prison and the drug addiction and all that stuff, and her sisters and brothers are crazy. It was just too many connections. I'm like, if this ghetto ass girl can make it, I know I can make it. Like.
So it gave you a little bit of hope.
Exactly. Because I never, drive. Exactly. Because, you know, you don't see too many women out there with that story. You know, it's always like the Tupacs and Biggies, you know, that have that story and stuff like that. But you don't see too many women being up front. And then you see, like, all these women like Sierra, Ashanti, and, you know, all these other chicks. They got their mom by their side and, you know, that's their manager or whoever. You know, they got to have that support. And I didn't have that support. Mm-hmm. And so for me to see somebody who didn't have the same support that I didn't have and was still doing it, it really, really, really helped me, like, you know, it motivated me to want to go to the next level.
As far as you growing up and kind of watching your mom, how's your relationship now with her? I mean, you seemed like she was very supportive when you were younger with your entertainment right. career, went through some problems, and then now, is she supportive of the career?
Oh, yeah. She's very, very supportive now. She's so proud of me. I don't feel like I've done anything yet, but she's just so proud of me. She's like, I'm so proud of you. But she's just proud of anything I do. So it's refreshing to know that, like, she's happy for me. And a lot of people in my family are happy for me, so that's a good thing. So
okay, your music. You wanted to do R&B. You get into hip-hop. And, you know, before we even start talking about it, let's just play your music so that everyone can understand what I went through when I heard it. All right, so this is Erotica Blue, Bee Sting, and the song Bangs.
Shout out to Disco Boogie, produced the track What Works Mob. Inglewood, stand up.
I'm getting fresh like what? About to get drunk. Anything on me, a bitch ain't got none. Me breaking bread, a nigga can't get a crumb. Ass so fat, that shit look dumb. These bitches bums, broke niggas run. When I ride a dick, nigga better not come. Word of left eye, no glove, no love. So if you ain't strapped, you won't get fucked. I'm way too pretty to be up in your presence. All these ho-ho-hoes, but where the fuck is my presence? I'm hotter than the Cali summertime without the AC on. And I'm married to the gang, shout out to JC on boom, like boom when I do it. You thought I was the shit, but I already knew it. Boom like doom when I walk through it. Y'all thinking I was the shit, but I already knew it. Ha. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And on top, what? Two piece things.
Oh, that song is everything. I can't. Like, I really wish you. I wish I filmed the experience that me and my roommate had when, because I watch it. When I get you know artists who are gonna come on the show, I look at them. You know, I judge, and I'm like, all right, she's cute. I saw that picture. I was like, all right, she's cute. Like, let's see what she does. And so I play it. I'm like, all right. Jamming. I had to download the song. We was jamming in the car.
Thank you.
One thing about you that really it sticks out to me, because you have to watch consistency, because you could watch the first 2 minutes and you're like, you're very consistent. And the thing that I like about you is you're refreshing. And I'm sure, obviously, this is what people tell you when they hear your voice, because it's like in hip hop right now, everyone's voices sound very similar.
Thank you.
It's like Nicki Minaj, and to me, Nicki Minaj is a queen in hip hop. Mm-hmm. And you know, I understand there was drama between her and Lil Kim. Lil Kim is a queen in hip hop.
Right.
They are separate from each other.
Right.
There are similarities, but they are separate.
Right.
What Nicki Minaj has done in this world, in this music industry. It's interesting that in 2014, how many people want to copy that exact format.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like in the 90s, it was like, yeah, everyone, you know, might have dressed similar, but they had their own swag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Iggy Azalea's out. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, because I've watched the story of Iggy Azalea, I enjoy, you know, someone who says, you know what? I liked doing it and I wanted to learn how to do it. So I taught myself and, you know, I met with people. And so I like Iggy Azalea's story. But to me, when I look at Iggy Azalea, I'm like, oh, she's a white version of Nicki Minaj. Esque.
I was gonna say,
esque.
Okay, yes.
But
yeah,
in the formation of the rhymes, like, I don't know, when I listen to you, your voice is different. You approach the track differently. Everyone, like, since Young Money's come out, you know, I think even with Lil Wayne, he's created this formula that has taught so many people how to kind of, oh, wait. They can do that. I can do that.
Right, right.
I was on the plane with the Wayne. You know, you can kind of put it together. So for you, how did you find your flow?
It was very intentional, you know, because I realized, like, think about it is a lot of artists, they don't like to listen to other people because they say, oh, I don't want to steal their. No, I want to listen to you so I can know.
I love you
not
for saying that.
I want to know what not to do and be different from your ass. So I'm going to listen to everything that all y'all putting out and do it like that or whatever. Because even like with the West Coast, everybody sounds like Joe Moses and YG. All the upcoming yep. new West Coast artists, like, I'm like, oh, is that Joe Moses? No, that's a little Rat-a-tat. I'm like, who the hell is Rat-a-tat? You know, so, I mean, everybody sounds like that. And so I get how, like, you know, you said, like, oh, they can do that. I can do that. But I, like I said, it's very intentional. I know Nicki is doing her, like I said, she raps and she does.
She did hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop.
Exactly.
On that last album. And but this one is supposed to be.
It's supposed to be more. Yeah, exactly. But I'm sticking to more of a, just an authentic street West Coast, just in your face.
And that's what it gives me.
Exactly.
And, I what you're talking about, like the way you do it and the whole erotica blue, it's just it, you keep it real classy but still ratchet. It's like a ratchet classy, and I love
that
it.
That is so, oh my god, he's
and I
we
love
getting married. We getting married.
I love that you understood that because someone could have taken that a wrong way.
No,
but you deliver it on a, because at first, you know what I mean, when I see a club hip hop video, mm-hmm. I'm already turned off,
right?
But it made sense to what you were, like, everything about that video, I just obsessed. I can't.
Right, like, I mean, it's just funny because, like, you took the words out, like, out of my mouth that I've been saying forever. Because, like, my homeboy, like, the style that I have in the video is the style that I have on the streets. If you check my Instagram, E_BLEU, you know, you will see, like, I have, you know, like, my homeboy, he complimented me. He said, you know, Amir, he said, you dress ratchet. But she said, you don't come off as a ratchet girl. Like, I don't get that from you. Like, you're a classic girl. You just have this figure that, you know, you could show the way you want it to show. But you said it about my music. So that's kind of like, I'm just kind of putting my whole style and my whole twist within my music, just making it all one.
And you
and
proved
that's a brand.
It. You wrapped it up because right. you have a mixtape coming out soon called R&B.
R&B.
But it doesn't mean what we think it means. It means what?
Ratchet and blues.
I love it. And ratchet. I get that from watching you.
Right.
Why ratchet and blues?
Well, because I'm still displaying like my little R&B roots. You know, I have a lot of R&B-esque type music on there. And then the ratchet stuff, you know, because I love ratchet music. I love that whole...
Yep. Yeah, it just make you want
to. Yeah, make you want to bounce. That's so West Coast. You know what I'm saying? That all that stuff, you know. So I love, I mean, I'm just talking about like the four things that go on in my life right now. So I would say, you know, motivation type thing, getting money. All women need to aspire to do that. I'm tired of y'all doing everything that Beyonce and Nicki say except get money. Oh. So I need y'all to get some money. Okay, so anyways, getting money. Partying, because I love to party, and I know that's frowned upon to a lot of people. They're like, oh, she's a party girl, but I feel like life is like
a party.
Like it's too short not to enjoy yourself. So whatever you do to party, I don't care if you partying inside the house with just you and your husband, or y'all going out, or you traveling to wherever, Barbados or whatever. Like have a good time, mm-hmm. party, and let me see what else I talk. Oh, past relationships. I always gotta put that out there.
Well,
past relationships.
Okay, before we get into our six mix and wrap up, as a female in the industry, you were in a girl group, and now you're your own single artist. What was it like for you being a female in this industry with these dudes? And your name's Erotica Blue, so I can imagine.
Well, that's something I'm having a little struggle with now, but I feel like it's coming along slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like people are more willing to get behind a male artist. It doesn't matter if he's, like, good or bad. Good or bad, he could be terrible, but they like, yeah, that's my homie, and, I, you know, like, they'll rock with him or whatever. And it's like, you know, being Barack Obama, like, you know, I got to be 10, 20 times more everything just to be accepted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I like about Nicki, because, like, you know, she will... You know, she could back her stuff up, and, you know, it's not any type of by chance thing that happened to her. You know what I'm saying? She's backing it up. So I respect her for that, and I'm, you know, trying to do the same exact thing. So and just that, in my own way, of course.
Exactly. And but putting that work in will produce
right
amazing efforts. All right. So before we get into Six Mix, where can all your fans follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter, Erotica Blue, ErotikaBlue. That's Twitter.
Instagram,
E_BLEU. SoundCloud, /E-Blue. No, I didn't do it. I'm not trying to make it difficult for y'all. They did it to me, okay? And then, let me see. SoundCloud, that's where you can find all my music at. And then, oh, Facebook, go to my like page, E-Blue. E.BLEU.
And do we have a roundabout date for when the mixtape's going
to
drop?
I'm really, really, really trying to shoot for, like, the middle of the summer. Right now, we're trying to build up another single right now, right behind Beasting. So I would say in the next week or two, we'll be dropping the new single. It's called I'm That Bitch. And we kind of... They semi-premiered it. They weren't supposed to last night, but I got a lot of good feedback or whatever. They did against my wishes because they just wanted to play the record so bad. But I'm officially... man, I know, man.
We're going to have you back in.
I got to do the official drop, like, real soon, so.
So we can look up for that I'm That Bitch. All right, let's do the Six Mix.
You're going to love it.
I'm sure I am. And I want to be invited to your next performance.
Okay, and I will.
All right. Six Mix, six songs dropped this week. I want to know what you think about them. One of them didn't drop this week, but whatever. So this is Dirty Audio featuring the Ying Yang Twins Reverse. It's just, I just love the Ying Yang Twins. And Mr. Colly Part. Dirty Audio, Ying Yang Twins, Reverse. Just a good turn-up song before you're about to go out, you know?
Right. A good pregame song.
Right? all right, next, Danny D. Kane featuring Tyga. This is called Lemonade. I don't know how I feel about it. Let's hear it.
Loving when I'm flexing up in my car. Door swing open for my passenger. Look up in the mirror, fix my mascara. People want to know who the hell is her. Drop top riding in my coupe de ville. I stay mobbing in my hoop de steel. Rattling the trunk when I play the traps. Word to the left, yelling holla back. Ooh, 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 these babies got a sour head.
They got that grinding.
Right. The thing, I didn't hate it.
Sample-wise, I mean, as a DJ, I can play this.
I mean, I gotta, you know what it is? What's going to send me over the top with that is the video. Like, if they looking all uncomfortable trying to be gangster, then I'm not going to like the song.
Yeah, we need a showstopper video.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it comes off authentic and, you know, not too much.
Like, Aubrey, I don't want to see Aubrey with a grill.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Please, please. Aubrey... I want to see Aubrey with no damn cornrows in her damn hair either. Don't do it.
all right, Lana Del Rey. I've become a really huge fan of hers. Mm-hmm. Not live, but her music and visuals, and this song is called West Coast.
Down on the West Coast, they got a saying, if you're not drinking, then you're not playing. But you've got the music, you've got the music in you, don't you? Down on the West Coast, I get this feeling.
Lana Del Rey, West Coast, she has that haunting kind of voice.
I was gonna say, that's definitely that, what is it, that PCH music. I love it. Like, yep. It was really, it feels really soothing.
And her videos, it just, there. It's that Chola life. Like, it's,
is she a Chola?
Yes.
Is she Mexican?
I believe she is.
She's Mexican?
I mean, Del Rey.
Well, Aguilera. That's
she's Spanish.
Oh.
Her father was.
Okay.
All right. Mariah Carey featuring Rich Homie Quan.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Thirsty.
Okay. Let's see.
Of course she had to do this. She's so stupid, Mariah. Mariah Carey, Rich Homie Quan, Thirsty. What are you thinking?
I do have to go home and listen to a little bit more of it. But one thing I will say is I do enjoy when Mariah Carey gets hood.
Me too.
So I do. I mean, before I put the final verdict out, you know, I'm still right here with it. I don't know if I want to. I got to listen to it. Like, that seems like one of those songs I'm going to have to listen to like 3 times. And then let me see if I really,
that's
really
exactly
like it.
What I was just going to say. Mm-hmm. I had to. The first time I heard it, I was like, what the fuck is this? What? Why is Mariah Carey at the age of 40, whatever, on a track with Rich Homie Quan talking about thirsty? That's not your lingo, boo. But then I listened to it a couple times, and the fact that she's completely photoshopped and put together on this thing bothers me too. But beyond that, I know Steven's looking at it in the booth like, but the thing with her is, after 2-3 listens, I was like, all
right,
I can kind of ride with this. Yeah.
You know, Mariah Carey, I was just talking about this last week. She's the only person that I give, like, a pass to in the industry. Like, she could kick a damn homeless person down on the ground. I'd be like, get up. You got kicked by Mariah Carey. Like,
it's
calm down. It's Mariah. Like, you crazy? So, like, I give her a pass with everything. Like, she can do no wrong in my eyes. Like, even if I'm not really feeling the track,
like,
or whatever,
it's
like, it's Mariah. Like, so? Like, I don't know. She's like, Beyonce doesn't even have that effect over me either. But I love Beyonce. But, like, if she kicked a homeless person down, I'd be like, what kind of animal are you, B? Can't believe you did that.
All right. We have next is Cazette. The song is called Sleepless. Low-key kind of emo, but I love it.
It's critical of me. You stop messing with me. It kills my heart to know. You don't think this love could grow. Cause anywhere you'd go, you know I would follow. Cause I'm sleepless about you.
Cause that's Sleepless. Dope track. Lyrics are dope.
Where are you picking these songs
totally
from? Like the hit list or something, damn?
Okay, like, no, girl, I just be hunting.
I mean, you have really good ears.
This,
like,
is a
you
good
really do.
Track. I've never heard of them past this week, but I'm into them. All right, last but not least, I mean, DJ Mustard has just spread his mustard and seed all over the damn world. It's like every track is DJ Mustard.
Mustard on a beat out.
Right, and I'm obsessed. I can't. It's like YG, IM Sue. It's like, you know, you could just reach in the DJ Mustard bag, whatever you're going to pull out, it's going to pop, it's going to bang, and someone going to dance on it. We need to make that happen.
I know.
We going to do that. This is Down On Me featuring 2 Chainz, Ty Dolla Sign. DJ Mustard, Down On Me featuring 2 Chainz, Dolla Sign. I mean, there's really no talk on that. It's just a DJ Mustard song. It bangs.
Right.
E-Blue, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having
energy.
Me.
Great energy. Where can everyone tweet you?
Erotica Blue, ErotiCaBlue. Tweet me.
New song, I'm That Bitch, which people can get on SoundCloud.
No, they can't get I'm That Bitch yet.
Oh, no,
I haven't dropped it yet. But you can get Beasting on SoundCloud.
Beasting on SoundCloud now.
And the rest of my hood shit.
But I'm That Bitch is coming out within a week.
Within like the next week or two. Like no later than like 2 weeks for sure.
So we're going to have to stalk her Twitter, y'all.
Please stalk me.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you guys
for
watching. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also on Instagram. Hit us up at The Beat TV. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.